谢神的恩典，在安息日的时候可以当带领我们大家来到圣殿来敬拜神。
We thank God for His wonderful grace that we can all gather here on this holy Sabbath day.
感谢神带领我们都平安过一个星期，今天能够再一次的聚集来这里遵守安息圣日。
We also thank God for having kept us safely through another week that we can all be here and to worship God.
那按照我们的读经进度，我们今天在读以赛亚书五十六章，就刚好在讲有关于安息日的福气。
And according to our Bible reading, we came to Isaiah 56, which talked about the blessings of the Sabbath.
所以今天早上呢，想要用安息日的福气做题目跟大家来查考分享。
So this is the topic we'd like to use share the message of God.
我们现在请大家翻开以赛亚书五十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 56.
以赛亚书五十六章第一节。
Verse 1.
神如此说：你们当守公平，行公义，因我的救恩临近，我的公义将要显现。
Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed.
第二节说：谨守安息日而不干犯，禁止己守而不作恶，如此行、如此持守的人，并为有福。
Verse 2, blessed is the man who does this, and the son of man who lays hold on it.Who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil.
这两节是神这样说的，是神说的话。
And these are words spoken by the Lord.
所以他这个经文里面的我是神以第一人称宣告的事。
And these are what the Lord has proclaimed about mankind.
他说我的救恩临近了，我的公义将要显现。
And here, this is referring to God Himself. So my salvation is about to come, my righteousness to be revealed.
那当神的救恩临近神的公义显现的时候，就是人可以得福气，人可以得恩典的时候。
God's salvation and righteousness is for is intended for man to receive grace and blessings.
那神对人有一个要求。
But yet God has a request for man.
他说：“你们要守公平，行公义。
”That is, you must do what is right.
因为这位神是公平的神，也是公义的神。
You must keep justice and do righteousness.
那他的国度称为公义之城公平之城，公义之义，就是是公平的，是公义的。
And his kingdom is full of justice and righteousness.
所以在以赛亚书里面，我们一直看到神这样子宣告：他是公义的，他是凭公义掌权。他的首领是凭公义在管理百姓。
So in the book of Isaiah, we know that God's authority and justice reigns in His kingdom.
我们现在看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 30.
以赛亚书三十章，看十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节说：“神必然等候，要施恩给你们。”必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为主神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
18. Therefore, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted, and that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
这里说，神好像准备一个礼物，一个恩典要给人，要他要等一个时候要施给人，怜悯人。
The Lord has prepared a gift, to be given to those who wait upon him.
那特别强调说，神是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
God is God of justice. All those who wait upon him shall be blessed.
这是为什么神他自己本身是一个公平的神，他要求我们要守公平。
So God is just, so he required that we also be the same.
我们今天敬拜神的人，就是要追求跟神的性情有份，就是跟神能够有关系。
Today, as we seek after God, we seek to partake in God's divine nature.
他做了一个完美的榜样，让我们效法。
The Lord has given us an example for which we must follow.
所以神并不是用一个空的一个话语来要求我们要做这个或做那个。
God's request is not in vain.
他其实自己本身都已经做出这个榜样，让我们效法，所以我们跟着他就可以得到神所要求这些神要求的这些美德。
For he himself has set an example for us to follow in his virtues and wonderful characters.
这里说等候神的时候是有福的。
He says that blessed are those who wait for him.
所以既然神是一个公平的神，
since God is just,
所以神绝对不会做出不公平的事。
So he will not do anything that is unjust.
所以神他的作为，我们如果愿意等候他，等到他出手，他处理，那我们人就不用担心。
So if we wait for God to reveal himself, or for God to work, then there's no need for us to worry.
那神也是一个公义的神。
God is also full of righteousness.
我们现在看以赛亚书45章。
Let's turn to chapter 45 of Isaiah.
45章的第21节。
Chapter 45, verse 21. 45
章21节说，你们要述说成名你们的礼，让他们彼此商议，谁从古时指明，谁从上古述说，不是我主神吗？除了我以外再没有神，我是公义的神，又是救主，除了我以外再没有别神。
21, tell and bring forth your case, yes, let them take counsel together, who has declared this from ancient time, who has told this from that time, have not I the Lord, and there is no other God beside me, a just a God and a Savior, there is none beside me.
这里在强调说神是一个公义的神，是救主。
He says God is a God of, God is a Savior, He is a just.
他是独一的，在他之外没有别的神了。
There is none beside him.
所以他一直在讲说，这个既然是独一的神，那他就是全能的，那他可以预言告诉百姓以后要发生的事情。
Since he is the one and only true God, he is almighty. He can tell them what will happen.
对神来说没有时间。
In God, there is no time.
因为时间是神创造出来的。
Because time was created by God.
所以万物人的一切在神面前都是赤裸敞开的。
All things are open in God's eyes.
神是首先的，也是幕后的。
God is the first and the last.
所以每一件事情，神都已经一目了然。
In all things, God knows.
所以这里特别强调说，神是公义的神，是救主，他知道什么时候要做什么事。
Here says that he is a just God and a savior. He knows what will happen.
他要救他的百姓。
He will save his people.
所以今天神给看到百姓一些话语的时候，他的话语一定是有意思的，一定是对百姓有好处的。
The word of God for his people is of great meaning and of great importance.
所以如果仰望神的就得救了。
Those who wait upon him shall be saved.
22节说，地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。
Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other.
所以现在神他宣告说，我们要守公平，行公义。
So God proclaimed that we must practice justice and righteousness.
我的救恩临近了，我的公义要显现了。
My salvation is here, my deliverance is here.
所以我们这里看到神的救恩跟公义跟公平有关系。
So God's salvation is related to His justice and righteousness.
好，那我们现在行，我们如果要效，我们如果愿意接受神的这个呼吁，说我们应当这样做。
So if we receive God's calling to do according to the word of God.
第二节五十六章第二节说，我们要谨守安息日，不干犯。
In verse 2 of chapter 56 tells us that we must keep the Sabbath and not defile it.
然后第二个这件事情说，要禁止我们的手去做恶事，不要去做恶事。
And to keep our hands from doing anything evil.
那如果这样行，这样持守人就是有福的。
If we can do so, we shall be blessed.
我们就看到说，今天如果愿意遵守安息圣日，又能够禁止我们的手不做恶的人，这个是在神面前蒙福的人。
So blessed is the man who can keep the Sabbath from defiling the Sabbath and keep his hand from doing evil.
那为什么神呢？这里特别强调说要守安息日不干犯呢
？Why does it tells us here to keep from defiling the Sabbath?
因为安息日这个是神设立的。
But the Sabbath was established by God.
所以安息日它不是一个律法。
It is not a law.
安息日是神在创世的时候，特别在第七天，他把它分别出来。
On the seventh day of creation, God instituted the Sabbath day of rest.
那这一天是为人设立的。
The Sabbath was created for man.
因为神的知道这个宇宙万物是为人准备的。
The entire universe was created by God for man.
这是为什么？你看神造人的时候是在最后造的。
So God created man last.
整个创造世界的这个过程当中，一切都准备好了以后，最后造人出来。
After the heaven and earth was created, man was created last.
是要让人来享受神的创造。
So that man can enjoy God's creation.
然后神把第七天，他说第七天要休息，把它分别出来。
And God rested on the seventh day.
所以出埃及记第二十章的地方啊，在讲到神颁布诫命。
In Exodus 20, when God gave the commandments.
然后他颁布的时候，他特别把安息日放进去。
So the commandments was included as part of the Ten Commandments. The Sabbath was included in the commandments.
我们现在看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus 20.
出埃及记二十章的第八节。
Verse 8.
这个是我们常常在读的啊，有关于十诫的记载。
This is the record of the Ten Commandments.
第八节说到纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy.
要守为圣日，就是说这一天是被神分别出来为圣的。
To keep it holy means this is a day that has been sanctified by God.
然后要纪念安息日，要纪念什么
？Remember this day. What should we remember this about?
我们跳过去看第十一节。
So if we read verse 11.
因为六日之内神造天地海和其中万物，第七日便安息，所以神赐福给安息日，定为圣日。
In six days, the Lord has made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
所以要纪念安息日，这一日要纪念这是神的创造。我们这一切，所有的一切。都是从神来的。
So we are to remember God's creation and to know, and remind ourselves that all that we have, came from God.
然后神在第七天安息。
God rested on the seventh day.
好，所以说神就赐福给第七天，定为圣日了。
So God blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
既然神把它分别为圣，我们人就要把它守为圣日。
Since this is a holy, and hallowed day, we must.Learn to respect it.
那第七天是安息，那前面六天呢
？And what about the previous six days?
第六日第九节说六日要劳碌做一切的工啊。
In verse 9, six days you shall labor and do all your work.
所以我们人不可以懒惰。
So we should not be lazy.
我们在安息日前的这六天，我们要努力工作。
On the six days before the Sabbath, we must work.
那我们努力付出，神就祝福我们。
And when we work, God will bless us.
那所以我们就可以享受神让我们在日光之下所得到的福气。
And we can enjoy the blessings under the sun.
那第七天在我们在享受的时候，就会想说，今天为什么我们可以坐在这边来敬拜神
？As we enjoy the rest on the Sabbath day, we need to think about why.We can do this.
我们怎么知道说这一天是要休息，要敬拜神
？How do we know that on this day we must rest?
其实这是神直接颁布给人，让人了解的。
It was an instruction given by God directly to us.
你看人有时候一天一天一直工作，日出而作，日落而息，一天接一天，没有什么哪一天是特别的。
Many times we work every day, becomes our daily routine.
因为那个节气，你看那个现在那个节气，太阳在运转的时候，这个宇宙有一个定律。
There is a set routine in the rotation of the sun and the earth and the universe.
那所以感觉上好像每一天都是这样，都很平常啊，都是这样进行啊。
We feel that there is a steady order in the progress of time.
所以今天人如果其实没有神指示我们说有一天要休息，真的是每一天都在工作。
And so if we do not rest, we work every day.
那这样子真的人就。一生就劳苦啊，真的很。有人说人生是苦海。
And truly, our lives is like a bitter sea. We labor and toil all our lives.
因为好像说永远有做不完的工作。
It seems that our work is never ending.
但是神就知道人的软弱。
But God knows our weakness.
所以他特地把他这个创造的整个过程告诉了摩西。
So God instructed, God told Moses about the process of his creation.
让他有机会能够把它写下来，让我们可以了解。
So he wrote down his creation so that we can understand.
那我们就知道说这个是天地万物从神创造而来。
So we know that the heaven and earth was created by God.
然后他告诉我们说他把第七天，把一天，这一天分别出来。
And God set aside the Sabbath day.
然后在西乃山上的时候，神把这一切告诉了。百姓要他们去遵守。
So on Sinai, God told God instructed this to Moses for the people to follow.
所以安息日本身其实是神的祝福。
So Sabbath itself is God's blessing.
那安息日 它既然是神的诫命，就永远不会废弃的。
Since this is God's commandment, it will not be abolished.
所以主耶稣他讲，在马太福音第二十四章，他这样说。
So Jesus said in Matthew 24.
我们现在看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew 24.
马太二十四章的第三十七节。
Verse 37.
三十五节，对不起，三十五节。
Verse 35.
三十五节说：“天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。”
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
所以安息日它并不会废去的。
So the Sabbath will not pass away.
今天有些基督徒认为说律法已经废掉了，所以应该不需要安息日了。
So some of the denominations thought that the Sabbath as part of the law has been abolished.
我们今天只要大家共同同大家同意。是哪一天来敬拜神、啊、大家来聚集在一起就可以了。
So if we know which day we must worship God, that is enough.
那有人说、啊、每一天都是安息日，每一天都是好日子啊。
And some would contend that every day is a good day and every day is a Sabbath.
那为什么一定要这一天
？And why is it that we have to be on the Sabbath?
这没有什么为什么，这是因为这是神说的。
There is no reason why, but rather it is God's commandment.
既然是神说的话，就永远不会废去。
Since this is the word of God, it will not pass away.
比天地还长久了。
It will endure as heaven and earth.
所以这个安息日既然是神所吩咐的，那我们人本来就应该要遵守，应该要去听神的话，这样做。
So since this is God's commandments, we must do accordingly.
这个叫做人的本分。
This is our duty.
如果我们愿意。敬拜神的人，这个就是我们当尽的本分。
Those who worship God, this is our duty as God's children.
那其实安息是让我们身心得休息的。
So the Sabbath is intended for our rest in our body and soul.
所以当我们在六日劳碌工作之后，有一天可以让我们停下脚步来想想我们所做的事。
After 6 days of labor, we can slow down and rest on this day.
来想想我们的生活到底我们的脚步、我们的目标有没有跟神联系。
To think about the content of our life, to think about whether or not our goals are aligned with that of God.
所以其实安息日是真的是一个祝神祝福的日子。
So the Sabbath day, it is indeed a day of blessings.
就像每一个零件、汽车，它都要保养，然后休息。
Just like automobiles and every machine tools must be maintained.
那我们今天能够停下脚步休息一下，那我们可以走更远的路。
So if we can maintain ourselves spiritually, we can prepare ourselves for even longer journey.
因为有时候在忙乱当中，难免我们的脑筋会不清楚。
You know, busy lives sometimes our minds might not be very clear.
因为这个世代有太多太多的资讯，每一天都要冲击我们的想法。
There's so much information that sometimes our minds are overloaded.
你看，把电脑一打开，上网一看，你要查什么资料，哇，几千几万笔的资料就进来了。
We turn on the computer, we just type in the words in the search engine, and millions of pages will come out.
有的是对的，有的是错的，根本很难去分辨。
And some of these information are true, some are false.
所以我们整个的这个思想观念呢，不断的接受这个外界的冲击。
So our thoughts and our minds are often being attacked by these all types of different.Information.
在这个资讯化的时代里面，我们今天如果没有在安息日的时候停下脚步去思想从神来的这些神的要求，我们很容易在这个世界里迷失了。
So in this world, if we do not often slow down and meditate upon the word of God, we will become lost.
我们会迷失在这个世界的潮流里面。
We become lost in this vast.World of information.
因为这个世界潮流就是要让我们不断的忙。
So the trend of this world today is for us to occupy ourselves with lots of work.
因为好像忙才会有价值。
Because if we are busy, that means our life has value.
好像我们很多事情在做，我们的生活叫做很充实。
If we have many things to do, we feel that our life is very fulfilling.
好像我们的时间都被占满了，表示说我们是一个。有用的人。
If we see that our calendar is full, we deem ourselves to be someone who is useful.
但其实不是这样子。
But that may not necessarily be true.
神他要我们在六天工作的时候，第七天要休息。
God wants us to rest on the seventh day.
去想想我们今天为什么活在世上。
To think about our purpose.
为什么我们今天要工作
？To think about why we work.
为什么神他赐给我们家庭？
To think about why God gives us family.
给我们这一切，让我们可以活着。
To give us all these things for us to live.
神在我们身上的意义，生命的意义在哪里？
What is the true meaning of our life?
那我们可以去仰望神，然后去思想我们人生的归宿。
So we can look up to God to think about our final home in heaven.
所以其实在安息的时候，让我们可以去仰望永远的安息。
So on the Sabbath day, we look forward to that, to our eternal heaven.
你看我们如果在一个很劳碌的生活里面，能够休息一下，我们就觉得很舒服。
You know, a busy day, if we can sit down and rest, we feel very good.
这是为什么这个社会它很强调说我们这些上班的工作人呢，他需要有一个 vacation, 有一个假期的时间。
So every one of us, we have vacation days.
那他鼓励这样公司，他鼓励员工要 take vacation, 要去休假，就是让他能够重新去充电，去想想。
So the employers would encourage its employees to take vacation time to rest and recharge.
去享受一下他劳碌所得来的。
To enjoy the fruits of their labor.
那其实对我们今天社会来说，有时候我们去 vacation 回来之后越来更累了。
For us, at times we feel that after vacation we are even more tired.
因为我们可能去做更多的事情。
Perhaps in our vacation time we do even more work.
但是对我们来说，神每一天每一周都要我们有一个 vacation。
But for God, God wants us to have a vacation every week.
就是在每一周的安息日。
That is on the Sabbath day.
那这一天就是我们跟神亲近的时候。
This is the day that we can draw near to God.
我们可以跟我们的弟兄姐妹在一起的时间。
This is the day that we can have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
是整个家庭可以一起来享受神的创造、神的祝福的日子。
So that our family, the entire family, can enjoy God's rest from creation.
那可以让我们再更一进的了解说，其实我们今天在这个世上都是暂时的，有一天我们都要离开的。
And as we think further, our life in this world is temporary.
那我们离开要去哪里？
And once we depart from this world, where will we go?
所以安息日，我们在享受安息的同时，一定不能忘记我们天上有一个家乡。
As we are enjoying the Sabbath day of rest, we must not forget about our heavenly home.
我们有一个永远的安息等着我们去领取。
We have an eternal rest in heaven waiting for us.
所以请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章第九节。
Hebrews 4 verse 9.
希伯来书四章九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
这样看来，必另有一个安息日安息，为神的子民存留。
There remain therefore a rest for the people of God.
第十节说，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Verse 10, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his work as God did from his.
十一节说，所以你们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall after the same examples of disobedience.
这里讲的那个另外一个安息的安息，为神的子民存留，我们要竭力进入那个安息。
We must strive to enter that rest for the people of God.
那这个安息就在天上永远的。
And that is the eternal rest in heaven.
这个表示我们可以真的在天上领取神的救恩。
We can receive our salvation.
永远进入神的国度，与神同在。
To be in the kingdom of God and be with God forever.
那所以我们在安息日的时候，其实我们在仰望天上永远的家乡。
So as we rest on the Sabbath, we look forward to that heavenly home.
那这个第十一节那里说，有人是不信从，有人有一些不信从的样子哦，他的样子，然后如果跟从这个不信从的样子，就会跌倒啊。
And if we follow the examples of disobedience, we might fall.
那这些不信从的样子就是不守安息日的。
And these examples of disobedience are those who are unwilling to rest on the Sabbath.
也是不听从神的命令的人。
Who disobey the word of God.
那这个就是走自己的路，存自己的意念的人。
They walk in their own ways, they follow in their own path.
那这些当人要走他自己的道路，对神来说，这是一条死亡之路。
When man decides to walk in his own ways, that is a path that leads to death.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书五十五章。
If we turn back to Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节说，要趁神可以寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候来求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near.
我们当安息日的时候，我们如果停下脚步，我们可以检讨反省我们的生活。
If we rest in our footsteps, we can reflect upon our own lives.
每一周我们都有一个时间来想想我们自己。
Every week, this is a time for us to think about ourselves.
那我们绝对不会 让我们的脚步偏离神太远，以至于回不来。
So that our ways will not deviate too far from the way of God.
要这里说要趁神可以寻找的时候来寻找他。
To seek the Lord while He is near.
神他说神愿意跟人相近的时候来求告他。
To call upon Him while He can while He is here.
也就是说，这个救恩的门还开着。
While the door of salvation is open.
神的膀臂还是向我们张开的。
While the arm of the Lord is still open for us.
所以我们要趁机会，要把握机会的。
So we must seize the opportunity.
所以安息就是我们让我们把握机会的一个时间。
So the Sabbath it is a time for us to grasp the opportunity.
那在这个时候，我们如果愿意反省我们的脚步
，If we are willing to reflect upon our lives,
我们就不至于会成为那个不信从的人。
We will not become ones who are disobedient.
因为每一周每一次的我们的反省，我们神都会让我们了解我们的错在哪里。
In every recollection, we recall how we have done wrong.
我们就会调整我们的脚步，走上神的路。
And after we reflect upon ourselves, we will readjust to walk in the way of God.
我们不会成为作恶的人。
We will not become those who are disobedient.
看第七节
，verse 7，
55章第7节说：“恶人要离弃自己的道路，不义的人要除掉自己的意念。”
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous his own thoughts.
要归向神。那神就必连续他，当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
Let him return to the Lord; he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
这里告诉我们说，我们今天在安息日的时候，其实我们就是在调整我们的脚步，我们要离弃自己的道路。
So we must readjust our ways and to forsake the wicked ways.
我们通常人走的道路，通常都是趋向罪恶、享乐，然后趋向自私。情欲的路
The way of man is towards selfishness, enjoyment, and sin, and unrighteousness.
这是为什么孩子，我们如果没有告诉他神的道路，他很自然的就走上这个恶人的路了。
So for our children, if we do not teach them the way of God, they will walk in the way of the wicked.
那我们要亲近神，很重要就是我们的心。
To draw near to God, it is important that we keep our hearts pure.
所以我们要转向神。
So as I said here, we must turn to God.
转向神的时候，我们就是要离弃我们自己的想法，我们的做法。
To return to God means that we must abandon our human thoughts.
然后第八节说
，verse 8，
神说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
My thoughts are not your thoughts, my way not your ways.
第九节，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts.
也就是说，神所为我们设定的路一定比较好。
The way that God has prepared for us will be better.
神对我们所存的意念都是平安的意念。
The thoughts that God has for us are thoughts of peace.
所以神对每一个对人的每一个要求都是有意思的。
So God's requirement for us is well intended.
而且都是有福气的。
They are full of blessings.
因为神他的意念有时候我们不能了解。
Sometimes the thoughts of God are beyond our understanding.
但是不了解，如果人愿意去做，做了之后就明白。
Even though we do not understand, but if we carry it out, we will understand.
哦，所以神他现在这样子宣告，他说：“如果愿意谨守安息日，不干犯的，禁止自己的手，不作恶的人，他这样人就是有福的了。”
And so God says that those who do not defile the Sabbath day, they are blessed.
那这个安息日其实是神跟选民立约的证据。
So the Sabbath, it is a sign of God's covenant with His chosen people.
你看这个在颁布十诫的时候，很自然的，很多人认为说这个十诫是神当时颁布给以色列百姓的、啊。
Some may say that the Ten Commandments were given to the people of Israel only.
但是没有错，是神透过摩西颁给他的百姓。
It is given through Moses to God's people.
但是这个以色列百姓是神的选民。
The Israelites are God's chosen.
在旧约时代，这群选民就是将来救恩要广布给全世界的每一个人的一个 model， 就是一个模型。
And so they are a model of God's salvation to be given to all people of the world.
整个圣经在讲救恩呢。
The Bible talked about salvation.
旧约圣经讲的就是救恩的这个模型，它这个蓝图而已。
The Old Testament talked about the model or the shadow of this salvation.
真正救恩的实现，就是在新约圣经里面所记载的这些主耶稣基督来所带给我们的福音。
The realization of this salvation, it is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那从旧约圣经里面，它这个救恩的模型里面，神就指明了他有拣选的主权。
From this model of salvation in the Old Testament, God talked about his power and authority in his choosing.
你看，所以神从万民当中选的亚伯拉罕出来。
Of all the people of the world, God chose Abraham.
然后从他的后裔去产生了这个国度。
And from his descendants, he created a nation.
然后神把他所有的意念、他的要求，向这个国度的百姓指明。
God's thoughts and words and requirements are given to his people.
那这群选民就是神特别眷钟爱的。
And God's elect, they are those whom God loves.
那这样的一个模型要应用在新约圣经里面，主耶稣基督来救恩以后，人愿意接受人，就要成为神所拣选的。
And the same model will apply in the New Testament, in which those who receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus shall be saved.
所以你看，从旧约圣经里面所记录的东西，就成为我们今天在新约我们跟主耶稣基督这个我们的关系的一个应用。
What's recorded in the Old Testament is reflected today regarding our relationship with God.
所以神颁布给他的选民这个安息日这个诫命以后，
So after God proclaimed His commandment to keep the Sabbath,
他特别提到一个问题。
He talked about a question.
我们现在看出埃及记三十一章。
Let's turn to Exodus 31.
如果有人不愿意遵守呢？
If someone choose not to obey.
我们现在看31出埃及记31章
Isaiah, Exodus 31,
第十二节
verse 12,
神晓谕摩西说
Here God spoke to Moses,
十三节你们要吩咐以色列人说你们务要守我的安息日因为这是你我之间世世代代的证据使你们知道我主神是叫你们成为圣的
13, speaking also to the children of Israel saying surely my Sabbath you shall keep.For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you.
第十七节说
Verse 17.
这是我和以色列人永远的证据，因为六日之内神造天地，第七日便安息。
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in six days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
这里这几节圣经节特别说。安息日成为神跟他的选民之间世世代代的证据。
In these verses, it talked about how the Sabbath has become a sign or a covenant between God and His people.
这个证据就是我们是属神的选民，神是我们的神。
It is a sign that we belong to God.
这位神是造天地的神。
And this God is the God that created the heavens and the earth.
这位神是在第七天休息的神。
And this God rested on the seventh day.
所以今天我们在谨守安息日的同时，我们在向世人宣告：我今天借着这个安息日，成为神的选民的证据。
Today, as we keep the Sabbath, we proclaim to all the people that this is a sign, that we are God's people.
这也是神跟选民立的永远的约。
This is an everlasting covenant between God and His people.
那所以这个证据很重要的。
So this sign, it is very important.
今天我们如果说我们是敬拜神的人。
Today if we say that we worship God.
可是我们对神的命令、他的要求，我们却不想要去遵守。
But yet we refuse to obey His commandments.
这是我们人片面的去废除了神跟人的约。
That we are destroying this covenant between man and God.
也就是说我们已经失去了这个神跟我们立约这个永远的约的这个证据。
That we have lost the sign of covenant.
但反过来，如果我们愿意谨守、去遵行的人呢
？If we are willing to keep and obey God's commandments,
我们就是掌握这个证据。
Then we hold fast to the sign.
既然神是我们的神
，Since God is our God,
那他是全能的，他是造天地的神。
He's Almighty. He's the Creator.
那还有什么事情神是不会为我们解决的
？There is nothing that God will not do for us.
神不会去照顾我们呢？
God will take care of our lives.
所以每一件事情我们都有依靠。
So in all things, we can rest assured.
我们其实是一个蒙福的人。
That we are a blessed people.
我们是一个有盼望的人。
We are full of hope.
因为借着这个安息日，我们可以知道将来我们的家乡，我们永远的归宿在天上。
For through the Sabbath, we are reminded that we have a home, eternal in heaven.
那所以变成是为什么安息日在对一个基督徒愿意跟从主的人来说是很重要的一个。一条诫命。
So why is the Sabbath such an important commandment?
所以这个证据是我们看着圣经里面，我们去遵守就掌握住的。
Because this is something that we can grasp hold onto.
我们并没有用我们人的想法去把它修改。
We did not modify it with our human ideas.
那 这个就是其实神告诉我们的是很简单的。
And this is very simplistic.
啊，神就是要我们人去遵行他的吩咐而已。
God wants us to follow His commandments.
然后就得福气了。
Then we can be blessed.
那不管我们今天是谁
，No matter who you are.
所以这个安息日，其实你愿意遵守人，就可以成为神的，成为神的啊蒙爱的百姓了。
If we are willing to keep the Sabbath, then we have become God's beloved people.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书第五十六章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah 56.
对以色列百姓他们来说
，For the Israelites,
因为他们是亚伯兰的后裔
，They are descendants of Abraham.
可是在以色列选民当中，有一些是一些外邦人呢。
Among the Israelites, there are some Gentiles.
有一些特殊的人物了。
There are some special characters.
那神特别这样讲。
And God said this to them.
第三五十六章第三节。
56:3.
以神联合的外邦人，不要说神必定将我从他民中分别出来；太监也不要说我是枯树。
Do not let the sons of the foreigners who has joined himself to the Lord speak, saying the Lord has utterly separated us from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, Here I am, a dry tree.
所以这里说外邦人跟这太监呢，这两种特殊的人呢，也不要灰心呢。
Sons of foreigners and eunuchs, they should not lose heart.
连外邦人，连这些太监都可以追求安息日的福气。
Even they can seek the blessings of the Sabbath.
因为第四节神如此说。
For in verse 4, God said,
那些谨守我的安息日，拣选我所喜悦的事，持守我约的太监。
To the eunuch who keeps my Sabbath and choose to please me, hold fast my covenant.
第五节说，我必使他们在我的殿中。在我的墙内有纪念，有名号，比有儿女的更美。我必视他们永远的名，不能剪除。
Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of the sons and the daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
这里圣经提到第三节提到这个外邦人跟太监，如果按照生命记所记录的，这两种人是不可以入神的会的人。
According to the book of Deuteronomy, they should not be allowed into the house of God.
我们可以自己参考《生命记》二十三章。
If we turn to Deuteronomy 23, it talked about this.
那这两种人，神说，其实对太监，特别指的太监，他说，如果是愿意谨守我的安息日，拣选我所喜悦的事情的人。
He says that if the eunuch choose to keep my Sabbath and to choose what pleases me,
他说，我要使他们在我的殿中，我的墙内，就是在我的家里面。
I will give them to my house and within my walls a place and a name.
然后他说有纪念有名号，他说表示说他们有永远的名啊。
That is that their names will be written on the walls.
他们是在生命册上留名的人呢。
Their names shall be written in the book of life.
虽然他们没有儿女
，even though they don't have children.
但是他比有儿女的更美。
But they are better than that of sons and daughters.
表示说有神的比有儿女更好啊。
That is that those who have God, it is better than those who only have sons and daughters.
因为其实有儿女的，有些人不想儿女，因为很怕儿女以后不孝。
Some they don't want to have children because they fear that their children will abandon them.
很怕儿女变成将来的一种负担呢。
They fear that children will become a burden to them.
那对当时候太监来说
，But to the eunuchs,
这些人是没有后代的人。
They are without children.
但是神说，他如果愿意遵守安息日。
But God said, if they are willing to keep the Sabbath,
他就在我的家里面永远有名。
Their names will be written in the house of God.
说是永远蒙神纪念的。
They'll be remembered by God.
那这个整个人生就有意义了。
So their lives will have meaning.
然后第六节对这个外邦人特别讲。
Verse 6, to the sons of the foreigners.
还有那些以神联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱神的名，要做他的仆人，就是凡守安息日不干犯，又持守他约的人。
Who join themselves to the Lord to serve Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast My commandments.
当时候这些外邦人是在这个百姓的会中来做服事工作的人，做奴仆的。
The foreigners, they are servants and laborers in the house of God.
其实当时候神对安息日的要求是，连那些在服事的这些做工的人都要一起休息的。
God wants those laborers and servants to also rest on the Sabbath.
那这些人呢，他如果愿意守安息日不干犯，来持守神的约的。
If they hold fast to God's covenant and not defile the Sabbath.
第七节说。
Verse 7 says,
我要领他们到我的圣山， 使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
God said, I will bring them to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer.
然后他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因为我的殿必成为万民祷告的殿。
Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, and my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
从这里我们就看到说，这个神给这个外邦人他的福气是什么？
So here talked about the blessings to be given to the Gentiles.
愿意伸手安息，他说我要领他到我的圣山来，到他这个神的山上。
God will bring them to His holy mountain.
那这个神的圣山是有什么东西啊？
And where, and what is on this mountain?
我们如果还记得以赛亚书二十五章。
If we remember in Isaiah 25.
我们现在请看以赛亚书二十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 25.
这个山上是要来享受筵席的。
On this mountain, it is for us to enjoy the feast.
二十五章第六节。
Verse 6.
在这个山上。万军的神必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒设摆筵席。
And in this mountain, the Lord will make for all His people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wine and lees, of fat things and full of marrow, a well-refined wine on the lees.
到神的圣山来是要来享受神救恩的筵席的。
Those who come to the mountain of God shall enjoy the feast of salvation.
是非常丰盛的。
It is a wonderful feast.
是满髓的肥甘，是澄清的陈酒。
Full of fat things and well-refined wine.
在这里得到满足。
There they shall be satisfied.
在这里得到心灵得到滋润，生命得到养活。
There their hearts and minds shall be refreshed.
所以。你看守安息的人，他即使是外邦人，他都可以得福气啊。
So even the Gentiles, they shall be blessed.
然后他说，我第五十六章的第七节说，我要领他们在我祷告的殿中喜乐。
And I will make them joyful in my house of prayer.
就是来到神的殿中，心里充满喜乐。
Coming to the house of God, their hearts are joyful.
你看人一个人如果心中喜乐
，If our hearts are full of joy,
就百病都除了。
Then all our illness will subside.
所以喜乐的心是良药。
So as the Bible tells us, a joyful heart is good medicine.
今天如果我们常常有一个喜乐的心，
if we can often have a joyful mind,
很自然的，我们心里就健康了。
Naturally, our spirit and mind will be very healthy.
我们有喜乐的心，我们跟人的关系就会变得很好。
If we have a joyful heart, we have a very good interpersonal relationship.
我们有喜乐的心，我们才能够享受神为我们所住的福气的。
A joyful heart, we can enjoy God's many blessings.
所以为我们神为我们所准备这一切美好的环境，我们才会欣赏。
So we can enjoy all these wonderful environments that God has prepared for us.
所以来到神的殿中喜乐。
So have a joyful heart in coming to God's mountain.
我们的生活就充满力量。
And our lives will be full of strength.
然后接下去他说，他们的燔祭、平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳。
Their burnt offerings, their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar.
所以也就是说，我们今天来到安息的时候，来到神的殿中，我们为神所付出的、所服侍的。被神悦纳了。
As we come and worship God on the Sabbath, our worship and our servitude will be accepted by God.
那我们所做出的被神悦纳，我们一定得福气。
Then we shall be blessed.
因为神是万福之源。
Because God is the source of all blessings.
当人能够拣选神所喜悦的事情的时候
，If we can do the things that are pleasing to God,
他的福气绝不缺少。
Our blessings will not cease.
因为神是一个公义的神。
For God is just.
他绝对不会搞错的。
God will not make a mistake.
所以。你看，我们今天在安息的时候来服侍神，我们蒙悦纳。
So if we serve God on the Sabbath, God will accept.
我们得喜乐。
God will give us joy.
我们得到神纪念的永远的名。
God will remember our names.
我们生命上有名，我们必然不怕死亡。
If our names are written in the book of life, we will not fear.
我们就正是神家里的人。
We are people in the house.
我们在我们的身上显明出神跟我立约的证据。
We can magnify the sign of covenant between God and us.
有神是做我们的神。
We can God is our God.
那我们还有什么会缺乏呢
？Then we our lives will not be lacking in anything.
所以今天他说，在安息的时候，我们为什么要聚集在神的殿里面来呢
？So why is it that we must gather here in the house of God?
今天有人说，那我安息日我在家里自己守也是一样啊。
Some people say that we can keep the Sabbath in our own household.
但是从圣经看来，那是不一样的。
But it is different.
因为第七节说，我的殿要称为万民祷告的殿。
The latter part of verse 7 says, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我们在安息日是要做什么？
What shall we do on the Sabbath?
我们安息日，他说要来到神的圣山。
We must come to the holy mountain of God.
享受筵席。
To enjoy this feast.
在这个神的殿里面祷告神。
To pray to God.
我们 真的要领受神的所有的这些福气啊。
So these are the blessings that we shall enjoy.
满水的肥甘跟澄清的成酒。
The full of fats and wine.
这些都是神的真理，神的圣灵。
These are the truth and the spirit of God.
在这里，我们可以感受到神的爱。
Here we can experience God's love.
要怎么真的把它进入我们的生命里面
？And how can we allow this to permeate our lives?
如果没有祷告
，without prayer，
就没有办法完成。
It cannot be accomplished.
所以，当我们来到神的殿里面，一定要祷告。
So we come to the house of God. We must pray.
所以是这是为什么在安息的时候，我们众人聚集在一起的时候，我们一起祷告的时候。
So as we gather here and pray together，
我们在这体验里面所感受到的神的那个祝福跟神的给我们的平安喜乐是完全不一样的。
We can enjoy the blessings and the peace of God.
因为神喜悦我们这样做。
Because this is what is pleasing to God.
神就在我们当中运行。
God is among us and working.
圣灵就在我们当中感动我们每一个人。
The Holy Spirit works and moves among us.
那借着这样一个圣灵的这个祷告，然后神就把我们整个教会联合在一起。
And through this prayer and spirit, God unites us all in one spirit.
我们就真的是成为神家里的人。
We become members in the household.
我们就感受到神所住的福气真的是一点不假。
We can remember, then we can experience that the grace and blessings of God are indeed true.
所以这个安息日的福气，神真的给我们的是很丰盛的救恩。
So this is the abundance of salvation brought to us through these blessings on the Sabbath.
我们如果愿意重视安息日的。我们如果愿意重视安息日的
，If we can emphasize the importance of the Sabbath，
我们绝对会感受到我们有神真好。
We will realize that it is good to be with God。
我们凡事可以心中喜乐
，That our hearts will be full of joy。
凡我们所做的都蒙神悦纳
，All that we do will be accepted by God。
那在五十八章，我们如果继续读圣经的时候，读到第五十八章的地方
，If we continue to read chapter 58，
他就告诉我们说，安息要怎么守。
He talked about how we keep the Sabbath.
13节、14节，我们常常在读的。
Verses 13 and 14, we read these often.
我们再仔细想一想，什么叫做调转脚步
？We think about what does it mean to turn our way, to turn our foot from the Sabbath.
我们真正的是以神为乐。
What does it mean to do what is pleasing to God?
所以安息日是一个很重要的神的福气。
So Sabbath, it is an important blessing of God.
因为我们所有弟兄姐妹，我们都能够重视安息日。
May we all place great importance on this day.
一起来领受神在安息日所赐福给我们的这个重要的恩典。
And to partake these many blessings that God has promised to give us.
早上分享到这里，我们一起来唱诗333首。
Sing hymn 333.